Hi, in this video we'll look at how to use the latest CTP version of Web Application Configuration Analyzer. WACA is a best practice analyzer to analyze IIS, ASP.NET and SQL Server settings to identify any insecure configurations. It allows you to export these violations to Excel or Visual Studio Team Foundation Server work items. To start with, once you open the tool, you'll get a launch pad which provides you with links to quick actions as well as a list of all rules that are part of this release. This initial release includes 109 rules which are spanned across general simple Windows rules as well as IIS and ASP.NET application rules and SQL Server application rules. Now, in order to scan a deployment environment, just click on the scan environment. By default, local machine name is given, and I'll also give the instance name. So in this case, I'm scanning my machine with the instance name, with the SQL instance name, and I'll click scan. Now, behind the scenes, it's running the engine and then collecting the data with regards to the general rules, the IIS, the ASP.NET web config rules, and then the SQL rules. And it is building a XML and HTML report of these rules. As I said earlier, in this version, there are a total 109 rules. In this initial version, we're targeting these three areas. In the future versions, we'll be updating these rules. One very important point to note is that we recommend this tool to be run on dev environments, local dev environments, not production servers. So this is really not a production scanning tool. Behind the scenes, the rules are written in WMI and some rules are registry rules and some rules are IIS metabase rules. So you would need to have WMI enabled and a firewall exception enabled if you're scanning a remote machine, as well as remote registry enabled to scan a remote machine. So once the scan is complete, you'll see the scan complete option, and then we can click the view report. View report neatly presents a quick report of the three types of rules and the total all rules, how many have passed and how many have failed, and then simple start time and end time. And then we can click on general application rules, and then to navigate general application rules, and then we can go back to the top and then click on IIS application rules to see. So for example, I don't have SSL with 128-bit encryption enabled. And one thing to note is that WACA will scan for multiple websites. So if your machine has multiple websites, look at that and it'll scan that. And we also have scanning of multiple web applications. So if we have here, I have multiple web applications. Both have debug enabled in them. And once I'm done, I can click on top to go back to the top and click on SQL application rules to see all the SQL rules. I have some extended store procedures enabled and all my databases are in C drive. That's what it's complaining about. And I have built-in administrators group that is enabled on the server and other rules. So from here, I have two options. I can print this report, or I can export these violations to Excel or TFS. So let's look at quickly what happens when I click export to Excel. Here, it's basically exporting only the violations. So in this case, you'll not see all the results in Excel. You'll only see the failed ones in the Excel, and also the failed ones are also grouped according to the idea of the rule. And once I can navigate, I can see these results. And when I hit export to TFS, in this case, I don't have my mappings enabled. So I'll click OK to enable mapping. So you need to set up the Team Foundation Server field mappings in order to export. The tool provides you to basically enable any type of work item. So you can export these violations as a bug or a task, or even as a requirement if you feel these are requirements for your application to go into in a sense, you can use this tool to scan your development environments for insecure configuration. This helps developers and testers to ensure that their environments are secure at the development stage itself. Also, some of these rules are also part of our CAD.NET tool. Essentially, all of our ASP.NET rules are part of our CAD.NET tool as well. So, if you scan, if you run CAD.NET, and if you find those errors, you can then verify the fixes using this using the VACA tool as well. That's all, folks. If you have any further questions, you can reach us at the Connect website by going to the connect.microsoft.com and search for Information Security Tools Program. And you can also email us by going to our blog site, blogs.msgen.com/securitytools.